There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So Formula One is upon us.
Yes, it is.
It's anyone ever been before?
Yeah, I have.
You said that really quickly. Of course.
Sounds like you're a groupie. Sounds like you're a Formula One groupie.
I used to work there. I've covered it a couple of times.
Changing tires?
No, like reporting and speaking to the drivers and stuff.
I've only ever been once before, and it was to a yacht party, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that really going to the Formula One, going to a yacht party?
I don't know. I couldn't work it out. I didn't see any cars.
No.
Put it that way. No.
Oh, it's a new thing, isn't it?
To watch it on a yacht?
Yeah, like park your yacht next to the course and then
can
watch the cars.
It?
Yeah, you can.
You can see it from the yacht.
You're supposed to.
I was always on the wrong side of the yacht, but I did see lots of famous people. And I can't remember who it was, but there was a designer there that year.
Yeah.
Older dude, lots of young girls on his boat. Funny that, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
They'll seem to hang out together in yachts.
Mm.
Well, this Formula One, it's only 3 days away. It's the last race of the season. And if you remember last year, it was quite a tense one. Nico Rosberg won his first world title and retired within a day. And Lewis Hamilton won the race, nearly sabotaging his teammate Rosberg's chances of winning the title.
Lewis, this is Paddy. We need you to pick up the pace to win this race. That's the instruction.
It's come down to the wire, but he's surviving with Sebastian Vettel pressurizing him all the way. Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Nico Rosberg is second. He takes the championship 34 years after his father. It's like father, it's like son for the Rosbergs.
Yes! World champion! Brilliant!
And those are just the commentators, right?
Yeah. I plan to retire after I win my first award.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Your first Formula One?
No, just any award. I'm just waiting.
I mean, all that jockeying for position on the track, you know, I mean, there's obviously a lot of tactics. Do you think there's any skullduggery going on there as well?
Tons.
You know, I think it must be, you know, rampant with it.
Always. And especially now, rivalry between teammates. I remember there was a time when Michael Schumacher and, you know, the likes of Rubens Barrichello, and Barrichello would always let Michael Schumacher pass because he was obviously the first driver, if I may say so. And, you know, now it's more like to each his own, and everyone wants to win, and everyone wants a shot at the championship. So why not? So, you know, the drama continues, and this time the rivalry is between Vettel and Hamilton. And the British driver has already won his fourth world title, though, after winning in Mexico. But the Constructor Championship is also decided. But Mercedes has won their fourth successive season. But the more you win, the more prize money you get. So, you know, they will be looking to win in Abu Dhabi as well. And the second spot is still up for grabs. And Valtteri Bottas, who's now Mercedes Mr. Number 2, he needs to win on Sunday and hope that Vettel finishes ninth or worse for his chance to finish second. There's also the Formula 1 2 support series, as Formula 2 and GP3, and both will have the races on Saturday and Sunday. So that's just the racing part of it.
Right.
Now let's move on to the music. Some of the biggest names will be there. Massive parties happening all over on Yas Island.
So we got Calvin Harris kicking off the weekend on Thursday night.
When I met you in the summer,
J. Cole on Friday night.
Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? This girl, I can't be your man. No, man. I know what's on
your Mumford and Sons on Saturday. Then there's Pink to close the event on Sunday evening.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers?
That's Nick McElwee, whose voice you heard. He's the director of sales and marketing, Yas Marina Circuit, and he's telling us all about the amazing music that's happening, and that's just the after race concerts, but there's a lot more happening.
You know, the island, Yas Island itself is fully alive, and it goes to, I think probably as many of your listeners know, it goes to early hours. I should also say, on the Thursday, we call Super Thursday, you've got the Pit Lane Walk, which is a really popular fan favourite for us, and also for the first time this year, we'll have hot laps on the track from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and then of course you go across to the concerts. Golden Circle upgrades are available this year for the first time, and they start at 195 dirhams. On Friday this year, there's a really interesting story. We're calling it Family Friday, but kids go free on a Friday, so any 3-day ticket holders can go to our website, go to the upgrade section and register up to 4 kids, and they can get in for free and sit with mum and dad and see all the activities on Friday. That also includes access for the kids to the parks, to the water park and Ferrari World.
You know what? During that piece was playing out there, Golden Circle upgrade, woo! Kids go free Friday, woo! There were some noises going on in this studio. Yeah.
Don't forget the pit lane walk on Thursday. You can actually walk around, see all the cars that are going to be racing. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, if you do want to head down, this is the best choice. And so what are the ticket situation like, Nick?
So we're right at the back end of the campaign now. There are tickets still left, but we're fast approaching sellout. We've sold out every year and we fully expect to be sold out. So we'd encourage fans to who haven't yet step up and buy their tickets.
The last time I checked, there were about 1,000 tickets left. And you can get the Abu Dhabi Hill, that's for Friday, 1-day ticket for 395 dirhams. You get access to the fan zone. You can see the Friday concert featuring J. Cole. And you can also go to the pit lane walk that I was telling you about and go see Calvin Harris on Thursday.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, 395. You sit on a hill, you know, you don't get cushy chairs, but whatever, it's an experience.
I prefer that, to be honest.
Yeah, and good weather and you know, you get to see everything.
Take a picnic blanket, make a day of it.
Exactly. Or you can, if you want to go a bit more fancy, you can get the South Grandstand for 2 days, that's 1,875, and 3 days is 2,080 dirhams. Or the Marina Grandstand, that's just above the support race pits, with access to all the Oasis area with food, with beverages, merchandise. And but for this, the only the 2-day tickets are available, and they start from 1,875 dirhams. So obviously, speaking of food, we spoke to Joe Bates, who's the head of events at Yas Marina Circuit Entertainment and F&B, and she says a lot of thought goes into it.
We really start planning food and beverage as soon as the last Grand Prix has finished. So we started this in November last year by analysing what worked, what people want. We look at global food trends as well, and I think customers can really expect to see that represented throughout the Oasis areas. We have a lot of healthy and fresh options this year. We have Cuban influences, some great dessert options. We focus on really good coffee. Our gates open early, so we think that's a really important element to include. We have kitchen units in each Oasis that serve up 4 different menus, so you can experience gourmet burgers, an Asian fusion menu. We also do really great pizza in all of our bar areas. There's a lot of vegan representation this year. Our gates open really early, and we really encourage people to come and spend the entire day here. We have breakfast, lunch and dinner options available, and there's a lot of variety, so people will really enjoy what we have to offer.
I'm massively tempted.
Food sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's the best bit for me so far.
Yeah, we walked around the area where the food will be served. That's why it's so windy, because we were walking around and it looks absolutely amazing, the Oasis area with all the different food outlets there. But if you're excited, like Steph and Mark and me, but you know, like to stress about the parking, we've got a situation.
Lloyd. Always stresses about the parking.
Yeah, I'll probably arrive, you know, a day before the drivers actually get there.
Or you have to take a taxi where you end up paying a lot more. Mm. But Hisham Al-Janabi, who's the venue manager of the Yas Marina Circuit, has a solution for you.
So the people who don't drive their car, they can come to the Yas Mall and they use the service that we provided for our customer, which we call it Circuit Circular, where they can ride the bus for free and they can arrive to our venue. We do have internal car parking, which is we charge the customer for it, but in general, we have Yas Mall as a general car parking, and we have the Gateway Park as well. We have plenty of space in the Yas Mall.
Circuit Circular.
Yep.
Good name. Free bus. Like, I sort of thought of that name. Given enough time.
Yeah, free bus. So park at Yas Mall, take the bus. Don't have to worry about parking. And then, so shall we give Nick the last word about what advice he would give to anyone who's heading down to Yas Island this weekend?
Come early, enjoy the full experience. It's not just for motorsport fans, clearly. The track action is a wonderful spectacle, but everything that happens, the full 4 days of activity across the weekend, it really is an unmissable experience. So really, I would say is come early, download your Yas Hub app, which is a really great way to plan your weekend, because there's so much going on. You know, you really can't possibly do it all. So really find out those things that you want to do and then making time for it.
There's even an app for it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. There's an app for everything these days.
There is.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. And if you are going along to the F1, have a wonderful time. Please do enjoy it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.